Unit 5.
Part 1. Speaking and listening. Listening.
Section A. Directions. This section is to test your ability to give proper answers to questions. There are 5 recorded questions in it. After each question, there is a pause. The questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center. Example, you will hear,
Mr. Smith is not in. Could you please give him a message?
You will read, A, I'm not sure. B, you're right. C, yes, certainly. D, that's interesting. From the question, we learn that the speaker is asking the listener to leave a message. Therefore, C, yes, certainly, is the correct answer. You should mark C on the answer sheet. Now the test will begin.
1. Could you please send this letter for me? Could you please send this letter for me?
Two, when can I come to have my photos? When can I come to have my photos?
Three, excuse me, is that seat taken? Excuse me, is that seat taken?
Four, would you please tell me something about the machine? Would you please tell me something about the machine?
Five. Mr. Wong, shall I take a message for you? Mr. Wong, shall I take a message for you?
Section B. Directions. This section is to test your ability to understand short dialogues. There are 5 recorded dialogues in it. After each dialogue, there is a recorded question. The dialogues and questions will be spoken 2 times. When you hear a question, you should decide on the correct answer from the 4 choices marked A, B, C, and D given in your test paper. Then you should mark the corresponding letter on the answer sheet with a single line through the center.
6. Hi, Alice. How is everything with you?
As busy as usual.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue? Hi, Alice. How is everything with you?
As busy as usual.
Question. What can we learn from the dialogue?
Seven. Mike, may I use the telephone here?
Sure. And the local calls are free here.
Question. What does the man say about the local calls? Mike, may I use the telephone here?
Sure. And the local calls are free here.
Question. What does the man say about the local calls?
Eight. Did you hear about the bus accident last night?
Yes, it was terrible. 5 people were injured.
Question. What happened last night? Did you hear about the bus accident last night?
Yes, it was terrible. 5 people were injured.
Question. What happened last night?
9. I'm going to the railway station. Can you drive me there?
Yes, it's my pleasure.
Question. What does the woman ask the man to do? I'm going to the railway station. Can you drive me there?
Yes, it's my pleasure.
Question. What does the woman ask the man to do?
10. Shall we have the meeting at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning?
Wednesday morning at 10? It's okay for me.
Question. What are they talking about? Shall we have the meeting at 10 o'clock on Wednesday morning?
Wednesday morning at 10? It's okay for me.
Question. What are they talking about?
Section C. Directions. In this section, you will hear a recorded short passage. The passage is printed in the test paper, but with some words or phrases missing. The passage will be read 3 times. During the second reading, you are required to put the words or phrases that you hear on the answer sheet in order of the numbered blanks. The third reading is for you to check your writing.Now the passage will begin. First reading.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, let me thank you for inviting us to such a great Christmas party. We really enjoyed the delicious food and excellent wine. Also, the music was perfect, so if I were a better dancer, I would have enjoyed the party twice as much.I enjoyed meeting and talking to you and sharing the time together. I hope we'll be able to keep this good relationship and make next year another great one together. Thank you again for the wonderful party. We have had a great time.
Second reading.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, let me thank you for inviting us to such a great Christmas party.We really enjoyed the delicious food and excellent wine. Also, the music was perfect, so if I were a better dancer, I would have enjoyed the party twice as much. I enjoyed meeting and talking to you.And sharing the time together. I hope we'll be able to keep this good relationship and make next year another great one together. Thank you again for the wonderful party. We have had a great time.
Final reading.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. First of all, let me thank you for inviting us.To such a great Christmas party. We really enjoyed the delicious food and excellent wine. Also, the music was perfect, so if I were a better dancer, I would have enjoyed the party twice as much. I enjoyed meeting and talking to you and sharing the time together. I hope we'll be able to keep this good relationship and make next year another great one together. Thank you again for the wonderful party. We have had a great time.
Part 2. Language Skills and Training. Focus 1. Language Skills. Coughing for a million.
Who Wants to Be a Millionaire has been one of the most popular television game shows, not only in Britain, but also around the world. In the show, the host asks a question and gives the contestant 4 possible answers. If the contestant gets the right answer, he will win the money, say £100, and then go on to the next question for, say, £250. The money increases for each question until, if the contestant has answered all the other questions correctly, the prize for the final question is £1 million. In this extract from a British show some years ago, the host of the show is television personality Chris Tarrant. Answering the questions is a veteran officer, Charles Ingram.
What kind of garment is an Anthony Eden? An overcoat, hat, shoe, tie. I think it is a hat. Again, I'm not sure. I think it is... I'm sure it is a hat. Am I sure? Yes, hat. It's a hat.
That answer, the name for a peculiar type of British hat that nobody wears anymore, earned Charles Ingram £250,000. 2 questions later, he had won £1 million, and the audience in the studio went crazy. But something wasn't quite right. As he progressed through the various phases, Charles Ingram didn't really seem very sure of himself. It seemed apparent that he didn't know the answer at first, so he must have been very good at guessing. Unless he wasn't guessing. Too many in the audience that night, it seemed as if he kept changing his mind and frequently repeated an answer as if waiting for a signal. He was. Charles Ingram's wife, Diana, was in the audience, and so was a man with the extraordinary name of Tecwyn Whittock. At first, people might have been sympathetic toward Whittock. Maybe he had a bad cough. But a man sitting next to him in the audience noticed that there was something strange about the cough. It was too loud, and it wasn't very regular. It only happened occasionally, almost as if he was coughing on purpose. He was. The 3 of them, Charles Ingram, Diana Ingram, and Tecwyn Whittock, had done the whole thing deliberately. Whittock coughed to tell Charles when he had the correct answer. The police began to notice it in the television control room, but at first they didn't believe what they were seeing. In the end, though, it was just too obvious, and the 3 cheaters were accused. When tapes from the program were played to a court in London a year later to verify their guilt, there was no doubt. Charles and Diana Ingram were guilty of cheating in a game show. They were given prison sentences of 18 months and fined £15,000 each. Tecwyn Whittock was sentenced to 12 months in prison and fined £10,000. None of them actually went to prison, however, because the sentences were suspended, which means that they would not go to prison unless they committed another crime. Did the Ingrams and Taekwon Wittuk get an appropriate sentence? How bad is it to cheat a television game show in which winning money is a matter of chance anyway? It is crimes like this that challenge our notions of what is right and what is wrong. And since administering justice in the courts means that we have to decide on how serious an offense is robbery more or less serious than driving too fast, for example? The case of the cheating Ingrams is an excellent one to consider.
New words.
Million.
Millionaire.
Contestant.
Prize.
Extract.
Personality.
Veteran.
Garment.
Overcoat.
Audience.
Hauntingly.
Peculiar.
Studio.
Crazy.
Progress.
Phase.
Apparent.
Frequently.
Signal.
Extraordinary.
Sympathetic.
Regular.
Occasionally.
Purpose.
Deliberately.
Control.
Accuse.
Tape.
Verify.
Guilt.
Guilty.
Cheat.
Prison.
Suspend.
Appropriate.
Anyway.
Challenge.
Notion.
Administer.
Justice.
Offense.
Robbery.
Case.
Excellent.
Proper nouns.
Chris Tarrant.
Charles Ingram.
Anthony Eden.
Diana Ingram.
Taekwon Wittuk. Focus 2. Language training.
Practical reading. Betting.
Some people love to bet. They bet on everything. I bet you that it will rain this afternoon. I bet you that the next person who comes into this room will be a bachelor. I bet you are chasing that girl. I bet you that I will win our next bet. The most popular kind of betting is probably the lottery. Many countries of the world have lotteries, and millions of people play the lottery every day. It's easy. You buy a ticket with a number on it. If that is the lucky number, you will win a prize. The prize is usually money, but it can also be something else, a house, a car, or a trip. In most places, there are different kinds of lottery tickets. Some tickets, with quite a long number, can give different prizes. For example, a ticket with the numbers 8374-2951 could give $20 to people who have the last four numbers 2951, $2,000 for the last six numbers 742951, and $1 million for the whole number. People have different ways of choosing numbers. Some people use the number on the license plate of their car. Others use their address or their birth date. In some countries, there are books of lucky numbers. The book has a special number for everything. If you dreamed about your mother, there is a special number to play. If you met your uncle, there is a special number to play. If you saw a dog with red hair, there is a special number. Some people are superstitious. They always buy their tickets from the same person, or they ask a child to buy a ticket for them. In some places, the amount of lottery money is enormous. It is possible to win $1 million. So people play the lottery every day, and they spend a lot of money. But only a few people win. Most people lose. What happens to all the money in the lottery? It often goes to the city councils. The city councils usually budget the money for education, for health, or for new public residences. Another kind of betting is betting on races. The most common race is the horse race, but there are also dog races, turtle races, mice races, and ostrich races. Some people try to be scientific when they bet on horse races. They look at the horse's weight. They find out if the horse won or lost before. They look at the jockey's weight. They find out if the horse likes to run on wet earth or on dry earth. They compare all the horses in a race. Then they make a bet. Others are not so scientific. They follow their instinct. They just look at a horse and, if they like it, they bet. Others don't even look at the horses. If they like the horse's name, they bet on that horse. And others close their eyes and put their hand on a list of horses. The horse's name that is closest to their thumb is the lucky one. People also bet on sporting events, on football games, basketball games, and so forth. In some parts of the world, betting is forbidden and not legal. The communities feel that people who bet may lose too much money. Most of the people who bet are poor, for betting takes money away from the people who need it. For other people, betting is a religious problem. Their religion tells them that betting is a sin. However, most people of the world believe in the idea of luck, and they associate it with betting. There are many expressions like good luck or this is my lucky day. If people think that they are lucky, betting will always seem worthwhile.
New words.
Bet.
Bachelor.
Chase.
Lottery.
License.
Superstitious.
Amount.
Enormous.
Council.
Budget.
Residence.
Race.
Turtle.
Mouse.
Ostrich.
Scientific.
Jockey.
Earth.
Compare.
Instinct.
Thumb.
Event.
Forbidden.
Legal.
Religious.
Religion.
Sin.
Associate.
Expression.
Worthwhile.